I told you about going to my family doctor, didn't you? He said, gave me what's the trouble. I said, Lord, Doc, I said, I can't remember from one second to the next. And my memory just left me. Well, he said, I can fix that. I said, fix what? That doctor up there.
What was that last thing?
Fiddler's Dream.
Fiddler's Dream. Huh?
Fiddler's Dream. What?
I forgot more than you'll ever know. That's probably
well,
your theme
that's
song.
Me now. Forgot
I
more than
forgot
you'll ever
more
know about anything.
Never know about.
Are you going to sing? That's a catchy hook there. I forgot more. Do you play a quadrille? Out of curiosity.
That was it, Soldier's Joy.
Soldier's Joy is the quadrille.
That's what it really is.
What about that little shoddy she used to play?
Oh, the German. Let's see.
I haven't played that for years.
Golly, I don't think I can play it.
No. My daddy plays that too.
Thank you.
was so exciting. My daddy plays that tune.
Really?
See, his father played in Oklahoma. His father traded a shotgun and a hog for his fiddle. My uncle had the fiddle in Wenatchee, Washington. You were right next to that. Wenatchee's right in the center of Washington. And see, then he went for 40 years without a fiddle, and his father-in-law gave him his fiddle. My mother's father got to where he couldn't play, and he gave my daddy, his son-in-law, his fiddle. So my daddy has my mother's daddy's fiddle. But he reconstructed that tune out of memory from, you know, he got control of that fiddle in the mid-50s. And Daddy was born in 1903, and his daddy did a lot of playing in central Oklahoma there in 1915. And then they went to California in 1926 after they tried to homestead in Colorado, which is my daddy's family. And he couldn't reconstruct the B part, the fine part of that. I'm going to copy that off and send him. You wouldn't play it again, would you? Just make sure we got it all.
Yeah, I'll play it again.
What do you call it?
It's just a German Schottisch. I don't know.
I don't think we did have a name for it.
Well, you know, the Schottisch.
You know, it
the
was
Schottisch
the
is like polka rhythm. I mean, you know, it's just a...
Yeah. Oh, it's
I mean, it's any style. The polka
so
and the Schottisch
fun
is different.
You can get hold of that one. We don't have a good fine part. He worked out one that he never was satisfied with it. He said some days he could work with it better than others. Mm-hmm. Now that's going to be interesting.
He's raising a family of 21 kids, and he said, how come there's so many kids in your family? He said, well, so Mama was hard to hear it. And said, sometime Daddy'd wake up way before work time, and he said, well, do you want to get up or what? And she'd say, what?
That's cute.
Well, that's about
NG. Little Girl in Red or something?
Oh, that's a cowboy tune, but I don't know why I play. Oh,
Daddy, I say thank you.
No, that was kind of early cowboy swing. I mean,
the blues cowboy.
Luckily that came later, or earlier.
I was all ready for you to do another burden.
That's all I knew that. Just, I always like that little, not a little old girl, kind of a girl.
The pretty little
pretty
girl.
Little girl. Yeah, pretty little girl red with the little red curls down at the roadside.
Well, see, that had to be fairly modern. I never heard the roadside inn in the 40s, did you? Did you live that long?
I didn't.
Da-da-da-da-dee. Now, you know, I think of every kind of a fiddle tune in the world when we get through.
Oh, I'll come back.
Fiddler Bob Wills, and in the heyday of the cowboy music, he did a lot of his own stuff, and that was the time that all the fiddlers started copying Bob Wills. You know, to give you an idea, to copy a fiddler is kind of easy, but it's still Bob Wills. For instance, this one, Maiden Prayer, I think. Bob Wills' attack on the tune. And here's my own, the same tune. Because I'm partial. I like that double stopping. Sometimes it's overdone, you know, the trills, double stops, and things of that order. A little bit here and there, like putting seasoning in the bowl of soup. But here's my version of this same tune. But why play like Bob Wills when you play the way you feel it?
If you're going to imitate, you couldn't imitate anybody better, in my opinion.
Well, that's right. I mean,
he
was fabulous.
He really was.
I really like that.
Poor listening. And here's something that might be interesting to show you a little bit. Do a little bit of I Saw Your Face in the Moon. I mean, to get the kind of the rhythm. And the singing and the fiddle in back of the singer.
Well, now you've been telling your versions. The way this song was originally written was by Hugh Cross in Cincinnati. And he sang it. It was his theme song. I saw your face. I can't do it in his way now. Can't get his tune, but it was slow like that.
Well,
because we have upped it to where he likes to play it on the
We field. Didn't do it all. They did it. Back at that time, Hugh Cross and his Radio Pals. I mean, they was a fabulous band. But that was his style. But they kept doing his stuff, well, and all of them. swinging and putting the hook on, chopping it up and so forth. But here's what happened. I kind of like the moving the tune.
Hiding from the sun.
that was an idea. I mean, what kind of long.
Real good when you got a base fiddle with it filling in there.
Through that particular time. I got amazed listening to Bard tell me the story about Cheyenne. He called it. You know, the Cheyenne Indian. But Bard, he relates that and tells a pretty good story about it to a girl, that she was shy, S-H-Y.
Oh, they put that on their album that way.
I know it's on there.
Capital S-H-Y, space, capital Indian album, but I really didn't look at it.
That is kind of Indian music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's obvious that it's an Indian.
But you learn a lot.
Well, you get to finish the story, I interrupted you.
Shy, yeah. And he even put words to it. I mean, you ought to hear him. He sang. You remember? No, was you up at the tent when he come in with his fiddle? He said, let's play Cheyenne. And I got to playing it, you know. So he just tucked his fiddle under his arm and started singing. And old Marvin liked to drop it. Never heard words to it.
How'd the words go?
I don't even remember. Yes, I never
heard. Well, that's how songs
are. Hey, but that'll be on tape. Marvin taped it, and I meant to ask that Jackie, she was a piggin', and taping it, as you run around like these people with these tape recorders, just hold it down, just run it.
Do you have any idea how many folk ballads are used as other things? You know, I mean, they, like, for instance, Round County Troubles, written about a feud in Moorhead. It's Pike County Breakdown, the pen name.
Right.
And then I have other songs with the same ballad.
Have you learned that Round County Troubles?
No. I always have somebody else learn it for them. It's too long. Yeah.
I looked at the words out of curiosity.
Let's do Walking in My Sleep. Now this is one of them. I have to slur that one of Arthur Smith's tunes. Arthur Smith was a good fiddler, done his own thing, and I liked his Walking in My Sleep. But I don't play it like Arthur Smith, I play it like me. Did you ever meet a fiddler he had with Jim Gaskin? Now, he fit the bill. I mean, he was a good fiddler, but just plain and simple. But what Oasis was doing, it just perfect with it, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. He wanted to play that. Yeah. Of course, they sung it. It has words.
Are you going to sing?
No, I never sing that.
You don't sing that one?
You might have noticed when there's a fiddle player around, there's not much singing going on.
Now tell me something else. I'm about run out of stuff here.
Well, we've got a whole alphabetized list that we hadn't even touched.
I know.
But I didn't want to impose that lens on you. Just because you said you could play them doesn't mean you want to play them now.
That's a trouble. I mean, the mood a person is in.
Well, while you're thinking, let's do that English ballad while I can still get the chords for it. You like to play the fiddle on that.
Oh.
She said she wanted some songs too, so I can do that.
You mean the Elizabethan?
Yeah. That I learned from some English fellas that were here at our house one night. They were doing a concert at Marshall College. And Fran and I went up and to hear them. They played lutes and classical guitars, you know. And they made a statement that they would like to visit an Appalachian home over there. So afterwards, I said, we live in Appalachia and I have a home. You can come down and visit us. So they did. They came down. And J.P. was down in Pound, Virginia. We called him and he came home.
Took 3 hours to get away in the night, I got him.
They stayed till about 5:30 or 6 in the morning. I baked cornbread for them. They'd never eaten cornbread.
Can you imagine being a full-grown person and having never had any cornbread?
Martin Best was... And Edward Flowers was your name. And Mark Best was with the Shakespearean Theater. And his address was Stratford upon Avon.
You know, I studied about you, you know, when you mentioned cornbread to them. I still wonder about that because I didn't know till I went to Europe. When you mentioned corn, you're not talking about corn as we know.
The wheat, aren't you?
Yeah, the little grain, rye, barley, mm-hmm. Wheat, oats. That's corn. Corn, we say right, is maize.
Like broom corn. We call that broom corn.
Well, I know, but I mean the grain corn in Europe is maize. Mm-hmm. Also in Italy, same thing.
You mean the ear? They call that maize?
Yeah, they don't call it corn. Corn is a small grain.
Well,
wheat,
I think that's
barley,
what,
oats.
Isn't that what the Indians called it too? Maize?
Well, the Indians called it maize. I think, now wait a minute, because I don't know where the Indian knew the word maize and the white man got it.
We're going to have to take a course in history.
It's kind of funny. They taught the white people taught the Indian how to speak. And they also taught the blacks how to speak, and then they turn around and make fun of the way the blacks talk.
Yeah.
They talked exactly the way they talked in the South. That's the only language they could learn.
Anyhow, he sang in such a trained voice that I didn't think it would be anything I would want to learn, and I had to go to the hospital after that, and I took it, we taped everything. It's turned the tape recorder, I let it go. And I liked this tune, and I learned it.
Well,
you probably heard me do it. But he likes to play it on the
fiddle. If I learned this and go to National Folk Festival, I'd be like Eddie Maynard. I'd have had every hippie there a father. I'm trying to learn this tune.
Follow me through the frost.
hard song to sing sitting down.
I like that, you know, that's a
different
thing. These are just a chord and a half in that one. I don't think he's too cold. that's a pretty rendition of an Elizabethan ballad. That one I can tolerate. Most of them I don't like to listen to.
That one's that apron motif.
Mm-hmm.
That's effective, isn't it?
Yeah, that's, you know, a lot of people, I didn't realize about folk music that there are things you have to, it's like the Hebrew language where you have to put in consonants or vowels. You have to put in vowels. You have to put in the picture of what's actually going on. I mean, there's a lot of symbolism in folk music, and I didn't really know that. Like the apron strings hanging low and then high.
Up to her chin.
Mm-hmm. And so you have to read in between the lines on a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
The one on Banks of Red Roses, it's about him going walking and then he digs her grave and kills her on her bridal beds. In other words, he raped her.
And then
he killed her. I mean, it doesn't say that he did,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then on the way home, well, he feels like everybody's looking at him and knows that he has killed her.
Every maid I looked upon him. In some of those ballads and missed the point.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time you hear it, you say, that's why some people can sit so right there, because it is kind of like decoding something.
Yeah, it is.
And there's a little code there with the apron.
And those with herbs and things in them, all those herbs have a meaning.
I
didn't realize that either, and I don't know what they mean, but there is some meaning behind everything that's in those songs.
Well, herbs are used from cooking to getting somebody ready to burn. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I think that herb called rue, that must have been,
it runs in the spring.
It must have been